Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley to run for president. Biden rethinks Alaska oil drilling project. And UK teachers in mass strike dubbed Walkout Wednesday. It's Thursday, February 2. I'm Anthony Davis. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will kick off her campaign for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination this month, squaring off against her one-time boss, Donald Trump. The move makes her just the second declared Republican candidate and could set the stage for a more combative phase of the campaign, potentially putting her in the sights of the disgraced former president. Haley's campaign sent an email to supporters on Wednesday, inviting them to a February 15 event in Charleston. There, she will declare her candidacy. The daughter of two Indian immigrants who ran a successful clothing store in a rural part of the state, Haley has gained a reputation in the Republican Party as a solid conservative who has the ability to address issues of gender and race in a more credible fashion than many of her peers. She has also pitched herself as a stalwart defender of American interests abroad, having served as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under Trump from 2017 to 2018. During that time, the United States pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, which was inked under President Barack Obama and was highly unpopular among Republicans. While she has criticized Republicans for baselessly casting doubt on the results of the 2020 presidential election, she campaigned on behalf of multiple candidates who supported Trump's false election fraud claims during the 2022 midterms. Even as she has at times adopted a conciliatory message on racial issues, she often opts for a less measured tone. In November, she said at a campaign rally that Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, a black man born in Savannah, should be deported. President Joe Biden's administration said on Wednesday it would support a scaled-back version of ConocoPhillips' planned $6 billion Willow oil and gas drilling project in Alaska, but has not yet made a final decision on the contentious proposal. The Willow project's fate is being closely watched by both the oil and gas industry and environmental groups as Biden seeks to balance his goal of fighting climate change with calls to increase domestic fuel supplies to keep prices down. The Willow project area holds an estimated 600 million barrels of oil, or more than the amount currently held in the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the country's emergency supply. The project is important to Alaska's elected officials, who are hoping it will help offset oil production declines in a state whose economy relies heavily on the drilling industry. Meanwhile, extreme weather across the globe has intensified calls from activists to move rapidly away from burning fossil fuels because of their contribution to warming the planet. Biden vowed during his 2020 election campaign to end federal oil and gas drilling as part of a pledge to decarbonize the U.S. economy by 2050. But that plan faced lawsuits from drilling states and pressure to boost production as Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused a spike in energy prices. Willow would be located inside the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, a 23 million acre area on the state's North Slope that is the largest tract of undisturbed public land in the United States. It was initially approved by the Trump administration, but a federal judge in Alaska in 2021 reversed that decision, saying the environmental analysis was flawed. Up to 500,000 British teachers, civil servants, and train drivers walked out over pay in the largest coordinated strike action for a decade on Wednesday, with unions threatening more disruption as the British government digs its heels in over pay and demands. The mass walkouts across the country shut schools, halted most rail services, and forced the military to be put on standby to help with border checks on a day dubbed Walkout Wednesday. According to unions, as many as 300,000 teachers took part, the biggest group involved, as part of a wider action by 500,000 people, the highest number since 2011, when civil servants walked out en masse. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak condemned the strikes, which forced millions of children to miss school. "I am clear that our children's education is precious, and they deserve to be in school today being taught," he said. His Conservative government has taken a hard line against the unions, arguing that giving in to demands for large wage hikes would further fuel Britain's inflation problem. Tens of thousands of education workers marched through central London with placards which read, "Children deserve better," and "Save our schools, pay up." With inflation running at more than 10%, the highest level in four decades, Britain has seen a wave of strikes in recent months across the public and private sectors, including health and transport workers, Amazon warehouse employees, and Royal Mail postal staff. Next week, nurses, ambulance staff, paramedics, emergency call handlers, and other healthcare workers are set to stage more protests, while firefighters this week also backed a nationwide strike. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.